Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play, a play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Images of glow sticks and laser light shows, fog machines and raging crowds filling your mind. You feel energetic and gregarious and a love for socializing and fun. New, exciting, brightly colored feelings go through your mind. Thoughts of all things musical, playing it for all your friends, being behind those slick turntables, and the feeling of the records exciting you. You imagine being at your studio workstation, where you spend most of your time designing your latest tunes, unless you are partying or hanging out with one of your best friends. You love all kinds of music, however, upbeat, rhythmic music with a sick, pounding pulse is your favorite. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You can hear pounding beats of a bass line. You can see the sporadic rise and fall of the crowd, fog from the smoke machine hanging low in dense white clouds floating everywhere. You feel quite nervous, knowing that the rest of your career rides on this concert, but those feelings pass, quickly being replaced by your usual carefree demeanor. It looks like the other ponies are having fun, and you surely will get that recording contract with the big studios. Your horn lights up with a turquoise glow, syncing up the soundboard as you get ready to change the tracks. You peer out into the crowd again, spotting the talent scouts, give you a hooves up salute, touching you in a very, very special way. You did it. You are sure you got the contract playing your tunes. You are in your element. Music is what you need. You are truly unstoppable. A love for wonderful, upbeat music. It reminds you of how exciting life is. Such a packed schedule. You live each day to the fullest, and you can easily party well into the night. You enjoy yourself, and you enjoy your music, not letting anything kill your buzz. These are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel happiness, and understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, and spreading upwards slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to smooth together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails, a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of tempo, of rhythm and beats, you realize how musical you really are. Second to none, surely carefree, you tend to let anything slide, especially small things that may get the best of others, but they don't even register in your mind. Cool as a cucumber, the only thing that ever seems to bother you is decisions regarding your musical career or your unique sound. You pay exceptionally great attention to detail, sometimes maybe a little too much. People stop you in the streets to get your autograph, and it fills you with joy every time you meet a fan, to always receive their praises, even if it can make you slightly full of yourself at times. You take pride in your musical talent, the praise of your fans. Nothing else matters except the companionship of your friends, with whom you have fun, partying together into the night. It's like drugs to you. Your musical knowledge is vast. You are completely self-taught, no lessons. The love between you and your friends is truly unbreakable. You always want to have fun and to experience something new. Disappointing your fans leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony. Sociable and fun, musical and energetic. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken, dark cobalt blue hair bursts forth from it like a blaring spotlight, and you feel a slight shudder, a quiver down your entire spine as a bright cyan highlight extends from its base to to the tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel slightly more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations, an expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You swish it again, syncing it with the beat, making you feel so very upbeat, so very free-spirited. You can't help but wonder what will come next. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes feminine, yet much more excited, louder, able to speak over any music you're playing. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely dark blue mane with light blue highlights for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare's ears. And as they grow, you begin to remember a story. That time you skipped out of school with a couple of your friends. You saved up your money by any means necessary to buy the tickets. It took so long, so nothing was going to stop you, even being grounded. It was your first concert ever. You even had to take the bus into the big city. The music floats from the radio, heightening your anticipation. Nothing as cool as this had ever happened in your hometown. The concert was spectacular by Canterlot standards. The beats were infectious. It was a riot. The lights fading in and out in psychedelic colors. How some cool younger stallion gave you a shot of Pony Morgan, your first taste of alcohol. It was totally worth getting caught by your stuffy parents. You even weaseled yourself backstage and got to jam with your idols, causing your cutie mark to appear, a black music note. All in all, it was a stupendous day. Remembering it, even now, brings a wide grin to your face and your ears tickle. Ever since then, music was completely redefined for you. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about, your musical nature subconsciously aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. They are covered in the soft, plush, snow-white fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely delightful, to be scratched behind your new, perfectly pitched pony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft, yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extends out so naturally to form your lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out gently, your iris changing color to a lovely magenta tint. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful unicorn horn extending to its tip. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow until it is eventually a spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn, feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly, a shower of light blue sparks erupting from it. A lovely pony head for a tuneful pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short, snow-white fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely snow-white unicorn. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You're a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic, excited to have your new body, enjoying it famously. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves, the four-legged gait and swishing tail, and pointed ears, the beautiful, powerful horn, and energetic, friendly, sociable feelings, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a musical pony. And whenever you say, I'm a musical pony, you will feel every change I describe here return to the surface, changing you back to the musical little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the musical little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another, and when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the musical little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a musical pony, it'll feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger. With every visit, the desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive each trip into the body and mind of this musical pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy Little Pony.